Sinn Féin are demanding an apology through Daithí Mackay. We'll hear from him very shortly. The Ulster Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt, has responded to the Nolan Show about this, during which he has called Sammy Wilson's comments stomach-churning. Let's hear what Mr Nesbitt had to say.
Well, I think sometimes people ask me what's the difference between the Ulster Unionists and the DUP, and I talk about the DUP being isolationists and little Northern Irelanders. Having listened to that clip, I don't think anybody needs to ask me how do I justify that assertion anymore. And I would encourage the ethnic population of East Antrim to visit and to contact Sammy Wilson. And although he's not standing on the 5th of May, people will have an opportunity to give their view on what Sammy Wilson has been caught on the recorder as saying with regard to our ethnic minority.
But what's your gut reaction to those words? Get the ethnics out, said one man. Sammy Wilson, you're absolutely right.
I find it, frankly, stomach-churning to think that we have such little compassion for fellow human beings that we would come out of the mouth of a senior politician would be such a uncaring, dismissive attitude to human beings, many of whom are here not because they want to be, but because they need somebody to help them. Help them maybe even short term. Maybe they want to go back to where they did come from. Maybe they want to do that eventually. But in the meantime, they need help. And others want to settle here because it is a great country, despite people like Sammy Wilson. And it's a country I want people to be proud to be born in, proud to live in, proud to want to come and visit, proud to want to settle in. And I want to just disassociate myself 100% from the comments of Sammy Wilson.
Well, Mike Nesbitt, thank you. We'll get your comments this morning, 0303 80 55 55. When we contacted Sammy Wilson this morning, it was by text from our production team. He responded by saying, I would be happy to respond to that piece, which even by BBC standards must rank as one of the most selective pieces of reporting I have seen. Unfortunately, I'm on a plane, he says, so not available.